This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan, Donnie Football with you until 10:35 tonight. Penguins and Avalanche even at zero a few minutes into the second period. Good news, the Penguins did not give up a goal on the first shot against them tonight, so they are doing a little bit better. Joel Nelson is with me behind the glass as we walk you up to the nightly sports call at 10:35. I've had a few people ask me tonight and on the text line. One of the callers wanted to know my opinion as well. Joel, I know you're not much of a wrestling guy either. You are sports and only sports, as we found out with the addition of Has Joel Seen Me a little bit ago. But you do know who John Cena is, because you would literally have to be living under a rock to not know who John Cena is.
I've never seen him before, but I do know of John Cena. You like that one, Horse?
That is good. That was well done, Joel. I appreciate that one. You also know who The Rock is, because you would have to be living under another, well, rock to not know who that guy is.
I like that one, Horse.
So I've had a couple of people on the text line, and a caller asked earlier tonight, well, what did you think of what John Cena did on Saturday? So WWE had their Elimination Chamber event, and a really good show. They had things happen all over the place that really kept you guessing, and I think that has been a key part of Triple H's WWE now that he has taken full control of things. We got the return of Jade Cargill, who I actually was able to interview on air roughly a year ago. We got another Randy Orton return, because I love the guy. It just seems like he is injured and returning like every 2 or 3 months, whether it is written into the story or he actually does have something wrong with him. And then the final match of the night, the Elimination Chamber, to determine who will face Cody Rhodes at WrestleMania. And John Cena in a match that also had CM Punk, Seth Rollins, Logan Paul, Damian Priest, Drew McIntyre. He wins the match. That part, not too much of a surprise. You kind of get that feeling. If you've been watching pro wrestling for a minute, you kind of had that feel of, okay, John Cena is going to win. He'll face Cody Rhodes at WrestleMania. What you knew was going to happen at some point that night was that Cody Rhodes had to answer the request that The Rock put out there. Plus, if you also don't know, and Joel, you may not know this, The Rock is technically an actual boss to these guys because he is a partner with TKO, which is like the company that is the overhead of WWE.
Sure.
If you get what I'm saying. So he is part of that. So it's kind of a funny line to walk because when it is not in kayfabe, when it is not in the actual wrestling world, he is businessman Dwayne Johnson, but he's The Rock when he's in the ring. So he puts out this request for Cody Rhodes to be his champion, his corporate champion, like The Rock was about 25 years ago for Vince McMahon. And a viral moment on Saturday night because Cody Rhodes drops an F-bomb. The people are loving it. This is all happening with John Cena in the ring after the Elimination Chamber match. And for whatever reason, I still don't really understand, Travis Scott was also in the ring with The Rock and John Cena and Cody Rhodes. And Travis Scott, now part of one of the most monumental moments in modern pro wrestling history. Again, just kind of standing in the background. I think he lit up a joint at one point. So then you get a handshake between John Cena and Cody Rhodes. And you think, well, that's just the John Cena thing. He's always showing the sign of respect. He's on his retirement tour. Then the camera cuts to John Cena going from a happy-go-lucky smile to a more of a frown as he looks over to The Rock, who gives him a signal. And the next thing we know is John Cena turning heel, going bad, turning into a bad guy for the first time in 20-plus years. This is something, as the fan in me, the kid in me, watching this live, Joel, I legit stood up on the couch. Stood up from the couch, not on the couch.
I stood up
from the couch. Sarah, of course, just on her phone making fun of me for watching wrestling in the first place, because I couldn't believe they were actually going to do it. You have to understand, John Cena was like Mr. Superhero for the last two decades. Always a good guy. He has granted more make-a-wish wishes than anybody else. I think he has doubled up whoever is in second place. He is to the WWE what Sidney Crosby is to hockey and the Penguins. Like, he is the perfect guy off the ice. A perfect ambassador. Yeah, he has very much dipped his toes into Hollywood, but he's never really had anything controversial happen besides a breakup with Nikki Bella, but still nothing really to create controversy from that. The picture-perfect guy, and he goes into his final year. He announces late last year that 2025 will be it. That'll be all she wrote for John Cena. His final Royal Rumble, his final WrestleMania, final SummerSlam, final Survivor Series, everything. It'll be it. So we as fans get into the mindset of, well, we're never going to get that John Cena heel turn. We've wanted it for years. We're not going to get it. We might as well just appreciate the last 12 months that we have with Mr. Hustle, loyalty, and respect. Might as well just appreciate it. So that's why I can't believe they did it. That's when pro wrestling is at its best, when it actually has you shocked and surprised, when it either, not really in this case, when it toes the line between reality and when it truly catches you by surprise, that's when it's at its best.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. and it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code SHAVE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code SHAVE. Enjoy.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Because, yeah, it's something easily made fun of because the outcomes are fixed. It's all a storyline. It's a male soap opera, whatever you want to say about it. They're not actually beating each other up. Yeah, I get all that. I understood that from a young age. I also found out that certain figures of our childhood imagination weren't real around the same time. That's what happens when you bring up pro wrestling around people. Like, oh, you know, that stuff is fake, right? Yes, I do. I know they're not actually beating each other up. I know they don't actually hate each other. Thanks. I had no idea. But a moment like that will go down as one of the biggest in pro wrestling history. Hulk Hogan turned heel about 30 years ago. Bash at the Beach, 1996. People were throwing trash in the ring. Another case. This guy's been good forever. He'll never turn to the dark side. He did. Revitalized the career a little bit. Not necessarily the same thing here. Plus the crowd a little bit sharper than what it was 30 years ago. People like me were pumped. I'm pumped for this. We get bad guy John Cena. Who knows what kind of possibilities we have here. Now, Craig, he tells me all the time, his kids love watching WWE. They're like devastated over this. I couldn't be happier that we finally got this, that we finally get this. Heel John Cena makes for so many better possibilities down the line here. But Joel, was this even something that you had like on, like you had to have seen the social media reaction because it was pretty much unavoidable. Not even being a wrestling fan, like this was getting put out there by legit, like big time sports accounts. Like everybody had a reaction to John Cena turning heel for the first time since 2003, like the very early stages of John Cena. In wrestling, he turned good one day, and that was it. He's been a good guy ever since.
So, and I'm so unfamiliar with wrestling that I'm still trying to kind of process everything right now because, so like, So you're saying John Cena, he's turning to the dark side and like the evil side of wrestling?
Basically,
I'm still like, I'm a little fascinated by it because like, is there some sort of like character change or... No, I'm very unfamiliar with what the turned heel thing
so,
is.
Yeah, so that's just a way to say that the guy, he's now a bad guy when he is, you know, in WWE. Like, they're, you know, usually there's good guys and there's bad guys. Like Cody Rhodes, good guy. John Cena, his whole career, good guy. Like I said, all the make-a-wishes, you know, T-shirts are record selling. They're all the funky colors and like everything he put out there. It was basically modeled for their younger audience, for kids. As people get older, they start to be more in favor of those bad guys, the edgier characters that they have. But usually it is the good guys get cheered, the bad guys get booed. That's usually how it goes. So that's where that term is for somebody who's not super familiar with it. But the fact that they did it, that would mean, A, that John Cena wanted them to do it. Because I imagine at this point in his career, he is the final green light on stuff like this. But it does open up so many interesting possibilities because you just asked, okay, so what's involved in that? Like a character change? Like what are we going to get? We don't really know.
Like he didn't ruin his wrestling career now, did he?
No.
Okay.
No.
And like he's still going to be, you know, what, somewhat well-liked and everyone's going to remember him for being a good guy, right?
Yeah. I mean, years down the line, we will be talking about John Cena deservedly in the conversation of some of the greatest ever in that sports entertainment realm. But this just throws a little curveball into how his career went. Now, here's the other thing. I told you he's been a good guy for like 20 years. That's not common, where a guy has just been the same the whole time. Guys would flip between good guy and bad guy pretty often. The Rock has done that. Stone Cold Steve Austin did that at times. Basically, any name you put out there, the dude has been a good guy and bad guy. You know, it's pro wrestling. Like, whatever they want the story to be, they will flip and flop if they need to. But nobody ever expected this now because it's the final year. And it's a thank you to him because he is saying, well, I don't want to just coast into retirement. I don't want it to just be... Well, I could do the thing where I'm same old, same guy. We will still sell tickets, sure. I'll sell T-shirts. I will sell hats, wristbands, whatever. And that'll be that. But I appreciate him going for the challenge here and wanting to do something a little bit different. And it gets people like me who are older and still watching, or even people who... maybe on the fence, but now they're like, man, John Cena is a bad guy?
It's pretty fascinating.
Yeah, like I might have to see what's going to happen because we don't know. Like I don't know what it will look like when John Cena enters a ring, enters an arena as a bad guy. Does he have a shaved head? He's probably going to ditch the jorts. The man has worn jorts for 20 years. He's kept them relevant. Are those gone? No more... funny looking T-shirts, no more hats. He's not throwing his hat into the crowd.
I almost wonder, is this like when Kevin Durant decided to join the Golden State Warriors?
Honestly, I like that comparison.
All right, cool. And I was thinking about that.
It's funny you bring that up because I think I remember Cena. He hosted the ESPYs at some point in the last decade, and it was after that happened when Kevin Durant jumped to the Warriors, and you remember the outrage that people had. I can't believe this guy is going to, like, oh, he can't beat the Warriors, so now he's going to join the Warriors. And now I hate this guy. He quickly became the most hated person in basketball.
I mean, in the NBA Finals, when they played Toronto in 2019, he like tore his Achilles. Everyone pretty much knew it, and the Toronto crowd was like cheering.
Oh yeah, people cheered.
It was pretty bad.
Yeah, and you could see on the replay, like his, you know, the calf like blows up. Like when they slow it down on an Achilles tear, it's pretty gross looking. But yeah, I remember that series, and I remember that the people were loving it. That is a good comparison. I remember Cena making a joke about that at the ESPYs when he said, like, oh, you know, our worlds aren't that much different. Like, you guys have, there's people you think are good guys, and then they become bad guys. And then the camera just was right on. It took a shot of Kevin Durant.
And he just had that, like, that kind of that bruh face or whatever. He was just
staring off. Yeah,
kind of
I don't think he appreciated it much.
That's right. Man, that was a good one.
But no, that is a good comparison. That is kind of what this is like. But it just provides so many questions for people. What will this look like? He did an interview a few years ago where he said they were going to turn him heel about a decade ago, give or take. They had it all ready to go. He had his ring attire selected. He had a new song selected. And then they decided to axe it last second because they said, well, we're in pretty deep with this. Like, we would be losing whatever merchandise sales, whatever. Because I think he scared them off when he said, well, if I do this, no more t-shirts, no more hats. Like, I'll walk out there in a plain black shirt with, like, almost boxing attire. Like, a plain black shirt, trunks, boots. He said it will be everything different than what he was. So I wonder if he will hold himself to that, because it was the funny t-shirts, the hats, the jorts, the funny looking knee pads below the jorts. And now you just turn this into the final year that he has. And I'm sure he will probably end up turning face, a.k.a. becoming a good guy again by the time he's done. But this just opens up things for wrestling fans where you're going to see, like, I think we get a heel version of John Cena versus a face version of CM Punk at SummerSlam. It's a money match. Things like that. Like, the possibilities you throw out there, kind of endless with what they could do.
It's fascinating. It's, even as a non-wrestling fan, like to think about John Cena as that different kind of evil character, it's really fascinating to think about. And maybe another one would be when LeBron James says he's going down south to South Beach in Miami, leaving Cleveland.
Yeah, that's another good one.
Comparison.
That's another good one. It happens in the real world all the time. But it was funny to see the reaction that, like, really everybody on social media, because everybody knows who John Cena is. It's like, man, Cena's a bad guy.
Did it break the internet like the Luka Doncic trade a couple weeks ago?
Oh. I honestly think, because the Luka trade happened so late, and not that this happened early in the day or anything, I think it's close. I think it's close. And I'm talking about something that's not even classified as a sport. But it's close. Want to thank the folks who joined the conversation tonight. Want to thank John Parrotto for his contributions on the Buccos a little bit earlier. Thank you to Joel Nelson for his great work behind the glass. The nightly sports call is next on 93.7 The Fan. Donnie, signing off.
Say yes to Pure Leaf Tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf Tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year.
Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almacead. Almacead is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almacead. Find out more and see the university studies at almacead.com. That's Almased.com.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, non-stop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.